Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Personality Types, Shiur number 2. So we're going to go straight into the MBTI, the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator. And there are 8 letters, 8 ways of dealing with life and with people. And today we're going to address the first two. I'm going to put a quick PDF of saying what each one is, just the name and what the letter is. But today we're going to talk about the first two. The first two is known to many. You don't really have to know the typing systems to know this, because everyone talks about these two, which is either you are an E or an I. Either you are an E, which means extroverted, or you're an I, which is introverted. This type is easy to understand, as most people deal with this and talk about this, even if they have no interest or no knowledge about personality types. The idea being, introversion really means simply to look within. Extroversion means to look out. Now, you cannot really focus on both your inner and outer world simultaneously. It's a skill. And how much you prefer to be with people as opposed to how much you prefer to pursue your solitary activities is a major factor in determining the percentage of extroversion or introversion in a person's personality. We will maybe later have separate shiurim on introverts, particularly. We had on HSPs, but on introverts, even non-HSPs, introverts, because in our culture, American culture, they're a minority. In Judaism, it's maybe a little less so, and they're very often overlooked. And there's problems for people recognizing their abilities. So we're going to have maybe separate shiurim on that. But right now we're just focusing on the both. The idea is that your extroverted eyes are focused on the outer world, on outer circumstances, on demands, on appearances and images. Your introverted eyes are focused in your inner reactions, your thoughts, your inner needs, your fears, your hopes, your worries, your dreams. So pretty much if you are an introvert and you use your introverted eyes, when you should be focusing on your outer world, you're basically maybe bumping into doors, you may be mismatching your socks, you may forget why you opened this drawer or where you put something 10 seconds ago. And it's not that you're lazy or anything like that or senile, it's just that you forgot to switch from one set of eyes to the other. You were in your own internal introverted world, and now you have to go outward. Now, as far as extrovert, let's just describe an extrovert for a couple of minutes. If you're an extrovert, you probably tend to talk first, think later. You don't know what you say until you actually hear yourself say it. And it's not uncommon for you to berate yourself sometimes, like, why can't I ever learn to keep my mouth shut? An extrovert will know a lot of people, count many of them as close friends, although in reality, they're acquaintances, they're not necessarily close friends, but you call them close friends. And you like to include as many people as possible in your activities or in your circles. And you don't mind reading or having a conversation. You're approachable. You're easily engaged by friends and strangers alike. You're dominant in conversations. You find phone calls or talking to people by phone as a welcome interruptions. You don't hesitate to pick up the phone whenever you have something to tell someone. You like going to parties. You like going to simchas. You prefer to talk to many people instead of just a few. They're not limited to those already. The conversations you have with people, if you're an extrovert, is not necessarily limited to those you already know. You aren't beyond revealing even relatively personal things to almost virtual strangers. You prefer generating ideas with a group rather than yourself. And you feel drained when you spend too much time reflective thinking. Basically, your batteries, if you're an extrovert, are recharged when you're with people. You find listening more difficult than talking. You don't like to give up the limelight. You often get bored when you can't participate actively in a conversation. And you often need affirmation from friends and associates about who you are and what you do and how you look and so on and so forth. In American culture, at least back when in the 1980s and 90s, it seemed to be that it was 75% of the American population that were extroverted. I think with with Jews, Orthodox Jews, we'll talk about nature and nurture about this, you know, a different time. But it seems to be that there may be some more introverts in in the Jewish culture, but they're still more extroverts than introverts, it seems. You know, the extroverts being relaxed and confident in social settings, and introverts are somewhat different. The characteristics of introverts are as follows. You probably rehearse things before saying them. You prefer that others would do the same. You often respond, for example, either I have to think about this, or I have to think about that, or let me tell you this later. You enjoy peace and quiet of having time for yourself. You find your private time too easily invaded. And you have to shut outside noises for you to concentrate better. You're perceived as a great listener, but feels that others may take advantage of you. You may have been called shy from time to time. Whether you agree or not, you come across somewhat reserved or reflective. By the way, not all introverts are shy. It's a big misconception. Some introverts are also shy. Many introverts are not shy at all, meaning they have they could interact with anybody at any time. Let's say an introvert is sitting by a chasana table. Some introverts will be uncomfortable opening up to the people on their table if they don't know them too well because they're shy. They have a shy feeling. And other introverts, they're not shy at all. They have no qualms. They could talk to anyone if they feel like it. They just don't feel like it, so they're quiet. But they don't have that shyness. So shy and introversion, by the way, are two separate concepts. Many introverts are shy, but there are a lot of introverts that are not shy at all. An introvert likes to share special occasions with just one person or perhaps a few close friends. An introvert often wishes they could get their ideas across more forcefully. You resent those who blurt out things that you were just about to say. You like stating thoughts and feelings without interruption. You need to recharge your batteries alone, especially after you spend time socializing with a group. And the more intense the encounter of the group, the greater the chance you'll feel drained afterwards. For introverts, sometimes Purim is very overwhelming. Or big yontif sudas with big families could be overwhelming, and they need time to detox, or large simchas, or large crowds. You know, often introverts were told by their parents, go out and play with your friends. You know, they're probably worried that because you like to be by yourself a lot. You believe that talk is cheap, and you get suspicious if people are too complimentary, and you're irritated if they say something that's been already said by someone else. You know, you think they're reinventing the wheel. So now remember about it, what we just talked about now, introverts and extroverts, that it's a preference. Some people may agree with every extroverted statement and none of the introverted. That means you're a strong extrovert. Some people may relate to both of these, which means like you sort of half and half. So in other words, like this. You may be an extrovert, but if you're, let's say, 90-95% extrovert, you'll be very, very outgoing. And the description I just gave regarding extroverts will be very, it'll click with you. This is who I am. But at the same time, if you are maybe a 60% extrovert, you're still more outgoing than you are to yourself, but you will have a certain reservedness. So there are people that are in the middle range over there. Now, introverts are about 25% of the U.S. population. I think there's a little more of that in our Jewish circles. But introverts would more like say, I need space for myself. When I'm writing and teaching, I'm mainly in an introverted state. I need to recharge my batteries by being alone. Here's an example that's interesting here. It was Friday night, and after Kiddush, my husband sort of withdrew into himself, as he often does, and for years this made me furious. But now I understand the types. I have stopped condemning him for withdrawing. I just tell myself that he's an introvert, and this is his need, and he'll eventually come out of himself again after his batteries are recharged. And by the next morning, he was able to interact with me and the children again. So if you're an introvert, you have to work on this, not to withdraw so much. But if you understand, we gave an example this way, but again, it doesn't make a difference what gender each one is, you'll understand it better and you'll have less disagreements. And you'll understand those behaviors, that they're not lahachis, they're just simply their nature. Here's another example. The idea of guests for Shabbos. As an introvert, I don't enjoy having more than one or two guests over at a time. I prefer one or two Shabboses a month without any guests at all. My wife is an extrovert and likes to have a lot of guests. The more the merrier. And for the sake of peace, we work out an agreement. 2 weekends with guests, 2 weekends without guests. So this idea of being machnes eirich on Shabbos, or to have meals with guests, without guests, quiet, not quiet, a lot has to do with personality type. And once you understand each other's personality type, you can work out compromises with this and work it through. If one of the two is an introvert, then it's very likely that the true shalom bayis, healthy aspect of it would be, in many cases and in many Shabbosim, not to have guests for Shabbos. You know, in some cultures, in our circles, what do you mean? Hachnasas Arachim. And in some families, it's not, they can't find it even conceivable not to have guests for Shabbos. So a lot is cultural, a lot is personality, but you have to basically, each person and each culture in that, with their own sensitivity, needs to be understanding of this. Introverts are more interested in internal actions and reactions and depth. Extroverts seek breath. They're more focused on external surroundings. Extroverts seek interaction. Introverts are more intense. They're more into like sort of concentrated activities with internal goals. And one big insight to know about it is that extroverts and introverts have nothing to do with liking people. Both introverts and extroverts could equally be warm, equally friendly, equally likable, or the opposite, cold, calculated, and mean. It's just that extroverts tend to be more sociable outwardly. They don't like being alone, and they get their batteries recharged by being with people, while introverts feel recharged and replenished by being alone. So people misunderstand introverts that they hate people or dislike people. They love people. Many of them love people just like anyone else. It's just that they're not comfortable in the social setting of it. It's the socializing part of it that depletes the introvert while it energizes the extrovert. So so the idea is many introverts look introverted. They're shy, reserved, uncomfortable in social situations. Now, there are other introverts that look like extroverts. They could look dynamic and outgoing just as much as an extrovert sometimes. It makes them superficially look like an extrovert rather than an introvert. But in reality, this is really the key. Where do you recharge your batteries when you feel overwhelmed? Towards people or away from people? It's important to know also with motherhood. You know, some mothers become emotionally depleted after being around their children if they're introverts more likely than extroverts. This is a difficult problem if a mother has no help in the home and has many children. Female introverts tend not to validate their need to withdraw and feel guilty about doing so, but it's a normal thing. It's not that they don't care about their children, chas v'shalom. But it's just that they are more introverted. And that is the idea. That we could go on and on. There's so many different yesoides over here about it. I don't want to get too much more into this. We'll go into detail. And in a marriage situation, when you're both extroverts, it has challenges. Both introverts, you have challenges. When you're one and one, you have to work out a balance. So it's important to understand this. So let's just review quickly. When you're introverted or you think you're an introverted, you like quiet, you like to concentrate, you don't like intrusions and interruptions. You're intensive rather than extensive. You have trouble remembering names and faces sometimes. You work contently alone, and you may have problems communicating freely if you're an introvert. If you're an extrovert, you like variety and action. You plunge readily into new and untried experiences. You're good at interacting with a lot of people. You communicate freely. You often act quickly and without thinking. And again, this has nothing to do with being a good person or not good person, with being a tzaddik or not a tzaddik. If you look carefully and think carefully and you look at things deeply, you will see that there were many, many tzaddikim in this world, Baruch Hashem. Many, many tzaddikim. And there are many that were introverts, and there were many that were outdoor extroverts, and many that were in between. And they're all tzaddikim. They're all tzaddikim. Again, it seemed to me, basically, you know, when you looked, I looked at, let's say, Rapram Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he clearly, to me, seemed introverted. Although, again, it's interesting, the Havas Yisrael and his love for people and the Kavod HaBrias he had, and again, people, thousands and thousands and thousands of people and Talmidim and so on, despite all of this, he still had that introverted nature. Then you have other Gedolei Yisrael that were more extroverted. You look at, let's say, Rabbi Melech Biederman, it seems to me, I never met him personally, at least not yet, but he seems to be very on the extroverted side. So what I'm trying to say is, the only reason I'm bringing that up, and sometimes I will, it's not that I'm trying to type people this way, that way. And again, that's not the ikker. Remember this. The purpose of all this is not to say, oh, curiosity, you know, a yentashaft. Let's say even Lashon Hara free, okay? We're not talking Chalila, anything negative. But that's not the main point of it. Oh, this person's this person's that, just as a yenta gossip type thing. It's to understand people. It's to understand differences, to understand and respect different people's natures, and to allow everyone to thrive in the best possible way. Bracha v'atzlacha.